Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining us on the line is Eleanor Mavimbela, who is the External Communications Officer at Johannesburg Water. Eleanor, good morning. Gosh, you cannot be having an easy few weeks. You know what? I know how frustrated people are, and I get it, but I also feel for you. You should know.
Thank you so much, Howard. Good morning.
Good morning. So look, it is obviously a very serious situation. Water being, it's not just a nice to have, it's critical. What is the current situation?
Well, the current situation is that last night, the team was able to complete the repairs at the reservoirs with the valve that was faulty. So we were also able to start picking up some capacity in the Rankies Lachta reservoir that feeds into the areas that were affected. So also last night as well as early this morning, I got reports that some areas have started getting water back. So it's a good sign. So we are very hopeful. It means that the replacement of the valve went very well. We are still monitoring the situation as it happens, because we've given it about 72 hours from yesterday around 7 o'clock for water to be fully restored in the areas affected.
72 hours is obviously not a joke. I mean, that's, my math isn't very good, but that's quite a few days. Is that full restoration or back to normal, or will people start to see water coming back in the meantime?
People have already started seeing water back. When we say 72 hours, because water doesn't work like electricity, it's not a switch and then water is back.
Right.
The reservoir needs to build up capacity. Also, water works in a way where it starts filling, coming back to the areas that are in the low-lying areas first. So once the low-lying areas have water, then the high-lying areas will start having water. So it's a gradual process, and we are being very cautious so that we avoid not having to go back again to not having any bursts happening in between. So that's why we've opened the outlets of the reservoir to allow water to come in and people to start gradually having water. So as I said earlier, people have already reported that some areas have already started getting water. So it's a gradual process. So we're expecting that by the end of the 72 hours, everybody should have water there.
So does that explain why, for example, our house is situated at the bottom of a hill? Would that explain why we, even though we had low pressure, we still continued to have water because it works on gravity almost?
Yes, that explains it. So what happens is that as water comes into the reservoir, it goes out, and it goes out to the low-lying areas first. So you guys will start getting better pressure as the days go.
Right,
and as you get better pressure, then the water will also start, as the reservoir also builds up capacity, then the water will start filling up into the high-lying areas as well.
Was this problem a specific valve problem? Because you've mentioned this valve, and I know that I was talking to somebody who hasn't had water for a few days. He was telling me about this valve. What was that situation, and why would it have taken this amount of time to fix?
So what is that? There's a faulty valve that we use to basically operate the reservoir. So the valve was faulty. The team did try to repair it on Saturday, most of Saturday, and they did complete the repairs. So unfortunately, the valve burst again. There was a pipe that feeds from the valve into the reservoir that burst again. So the team had to go back on site and start the repairs from scratch. So that's why it looked as though we were not doing anything, because I know we had given people an estimated time to get water back at around 10 p.m. on Saturday evening, and unfortunately when water was about to come back, the pipe burst again. So that's what was happening throughout the weekend, and we had to replace that valve yesterday so that we avoid having those interruptions again.
Yeah, it's been very, very frustrating. The one other comment that I've heard from users is that the communication, and speaking to you, in terms of external communication, it's very clear. You put this across quite simply, and it does obviously give confidence. But what I've heard criticism of, and I'd love your thoughts on it, is the Twitter communication. Many people at this stage of development or technology. And I know that with regard to city power, anytime there's a problem, I turn to Twitter to see what's going on. There's been a number of comments, negative comments, about the Twitter account, Twitter communication. What's your thought on that?
We opt to use social media because it's instant. We've seen that we are able to engage with our customers instantly and give you updates from on-site, as you get updates and pictures from on-site as to what's going on. So we are able to, from what I've seen, it, from the interruptions or the emergency interruptions that we had, it worked quite well in most areas, in that we are able to give customers instant feedback as to what's going on as we get it from on-site. So if we use any other mediums, for instance, if we use radio or newspapers, we can only give you an update every now and again. But on Twitter, it's as we receive it.
It's immediate,
Yes, it's immediate. And I do understand not everybody is on social media, and we do try to use any other medium that we have access to. We do send out media statements and try to get onto radio stations to be able to communicate what's going on site. But with regards to social media, it's been able to work better, and we're able to engage with our customers and see what's going on. For instance, it's assisted us quite a lot this weekend with regards to getting water tankers around the areas where people did not have water. So as people were complaining to say, we haven't seen a tanker, we were moving tankers to where people were saying, no, we also don't have water. Because as the reservoir was going low, we didn't know which areas would be affected when, at what time.
I'm with you. Because we've had a few comments. We had a few comments from listeners about tankers not arriving, people moving, being forced to sort of move out of their homes. You know, it's obviously a very, very, very unnerving situation for people.
Yeah, given how large the area is, it's difficult to move water tankers around. And obviously, we always have to start with the critical areas, like your old age homes,
your clinics, and your
shopping centers. And we have to, obviously, as we place the water tanker, go back, fill it up, and come back to the same areas or move around areas. So it's a bit of playing around with logistics, so that we can get everybody water as and when we can. We do try to cover as much of the area as possible. Though it's not a perfect science, we do admit, but we do try to cover as much of the area as possible.
Can we expect, given the maintenance concerns that we're certainly hearing about, is this something that we might see more of?
Not necessarily, but if they do, we've made it a point that we always communicate ahead of time if we can. For instance, with this one, obviously it was an emergency interruption. We didn't know that the valve will be faulty and the pipe would burst on the valve. But we do communicate instantly. As soon as we know, before we close water, especially if it's going to be a planned maintenance, we do communicate. I'd advise residents to continue to be on our social media pages and check, because we do communicate 7 days prior for a planned interruption. And we also do send out media statements. So all your newspapers and your radio stations will cover our planned interruption.
Well, I can tell you from my own experience and talking to listeners and to people in my, you know, who engage with me on social media and columns, if there is scheduled maintenance, there's very, very rarely negative comment about it. We don't mind, people generally don't mind if they know that 8 o'clock on Sunday morning through to 4 o'clock there might not be water because you're doing maintenance. And I think people are kind of comfortable with that because it means things are being upgraded, there's advance notice. I think what makes people panic is the unpredicted interruptions.
Yeah, and understood. It's a bit frustrating because you can't plan for it, and sometimes you will have people who have planned functions for that day or that weekend, and it messes up with their functions. But unfortunately, it's some of the things we can't avoid.
Right.
So we do try our level best to not inconvenience people as much.
All right, and I greatly appreciate you chatting to us. I can tell you that anytime you have anything to communicate to our listeners, we will make time to speak to you. It is absolutely vital that we get this communication out to our listeners. So please take this as an open invitation. Anytime you want to communicate, we are here to be a conduit or to at least not a conduit, but at least have the conversation with you, so that that our listeners are informed. Eleanor Mavimbela, External Communications Officer at Johannesburg Water, thank you for taking the time to speak to us.